feeling physically?
Good.
Good? Everything's fine? Everything's... So, everything's behind you?
Everything is good.
Great.
What was the hardest thing for you when you were away from the course this year?
I think I answered that question about 100 times already. And the hardest part was just, you know, to stay consistent in rehab. And for me personally was, I didn't know how long it was going to take me to recover from it. So that was the hardest part, not knowing that.
Are you satisfied on where you are at the moment in the recovery process? Were you expecting to be further ahead? Is it going the way you expected?
I never expect much, so I just go how, you know, from what it is and try to improve on that. So I don't really look at how I've done, if I expected what came out of it. I'm just trying to you know, to progress, to go day by day and try to stay in the moment and really take advantage of every day.
Did you take out a positive from your last?
I think it was a good match. You know, I played. I think I played better than the tournament I had before. I had a very tough opponent, which also, you know, is important to compete against. So I take a lot of things out of that. Of course, you're not fully satisfied with the result, but overall, you know, it's a progress for me.
With the U.S. Open coming up in Cincinnati, where you have had good results last year, is it for you late? Kind of fun to go into these tournaments knowing that you've done well in the past, or is it more like, oh, I have points to defend?
That flash is really bright. Thank you. I always love these tournaments. You know, I think the whole summer is such a great opportunity to compete before such a big event. You know, I love coming here, so I always enjoy my time here, and I've done pretty well here in last years that I played, so I'm just looking forward to it. I don't look ahead so much of Cincinnati US Open, I'm here right now. So I want to play here and do my best here.
I know you haven't played against Mushaw, but I know you practiced with her this morning and you've seen your progression. What can you say about the way your progression and why do you think it's happening so fast for her?
To answer that, because I'm not used to speaking for other players. I just I haven't seen her that play that much before this year, but she obviously did such a consistent and great results this year, so I think she's a very talented. She's just uncovering her potential right now.
You had successes at a very young age as well. What's hard when you're dealing with all the media and yourself for yourself?
I mean, of course, you always get pressure, and you know, you expectations raise from other people. I think the most important is knowing what you want to achieve and knowing yourself and what you want to do and what you expect from yourself. You set yourself goals and you try to reach those goals, but you know, everything what comes from outside is not really possible to control, so the best you can do is focus on what you can do.
Can you talk about the work that you've been putting in after Wimbledon, before this tournament? Was it more physical or was it more on the court?
Sorry, what?
The kind of work you've been putting in before this tournament, after Wimbledon, was it more physical in the gym for conditioning, or was it more on the court, on tennis?
It's always both. You know, you can't really focus one or another. I always spend a lot of time working out. I spend probably less on the tennis court than a lot of other players, but I've been playing a lot, so probably a lot more than I used to, just to be able to get into the rhythm. So yeah, but I feel it's been a good preparation. You know, it's the matter of just getting the competition and rolling back into that, you know, rhythm.
It's a very hard season, so all the hardcore tournament and the US Open. Do you feel completely prepared? Is it like the injury never happened?
In my mind, it is.